whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. Today, it's a pleasure to be welcoming representatives of Stone Ridge. And we have with us the marketing and sales person, Jamie Cornell, is here. Welcome back, Jamie.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Nice to have you back. I guess it was about a year and a half or so ago we first did this.
I think so.
And we wanted to have a follow-up, and we had a couple people with us on that interview, and today we have back someone who has the title of the most awesome resident. That's the title we used last time for Sally Phillips. Welcome back, Sally.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Nice to have you with us talking about Stone Ridge. And Jamie, let's get to you first and talk a little bit about the official name of the company is not just Stone Ridge. It's
Stone Ridge. We're an active senior living community. We're what a lot of people may not be familiar with the term life plan community. The more familiar term is continuing care retirement community. And so we are an active, vibrant community that's been around since 2004. We offer independent living, assisted living, and full health care.
Now, 2004 seems like a long time to you, but this shirt is older than that. So it's relatively new in the area, 2004. I mean, in comparison to some of the businesses that have been around forever. But you've been with them for how long?
This is actually my second time with Stone Ridge, because I missed it so much I came back. But I originally was with Stone Ridge from May of 2018 to January of 2022, and then returned February of this year.
Oh, I didn't have a chance to miss you. I didn't know you were gone.
She was sorely missed.
Okay, well that's good news from Sally. And Sally, what about you? You've been a resident there for how long?
I've been a resident. It's going to be 4 years in September, and I love it. It was the best decision that I ever made when I made the decision to move. And everything about it has been great. The people are great. The service is impeccable. And I haven't regretted it once.
Excellent. Excellent. And Stone Ridge, Jamie, is located exactly where?
We are located in Mystic, Connecticut, right off 95. So if you're headed south, we're exit 90. And we are surrounded by a nature preserve. We're also right nearby the Mystic Aquarium, the Mystic Seaport Museum. And we have a fabulous nature center called the Denison Pequot Seapost Nature Center that's right next door.
Wow. So people that are familiar with that area, which is almost everyone, I'm sure, that's in our listening area, and then a lot more people. You take the exit off the highway, you start heading south towards the ocean, and you go by the steak loft.
Yes, that is very close as well.
And then you get to the other Mystic attractions, and there you are, right?
So yes.
Not too far down the road.
And just a couple years ago, some people may be and see from the highway Hartford Healthcare. So we have a great specialty medical office right across from us that opened in 2020.
Excellent. All right. Near, as they say, for Sally and I, New England directions are near where the Howard Johnsons used to be.
Exactly. go down where the Almax was.
There you go. And poor Jamie doesn't even know what an Almax was.
Probably not.
I don't.
It was a supermarket chain that was very famous in southern New England for a long, long time, up until the early 90s when, unfortunately, banking crisis took care of Almax. All right, let's get back to Sally and your decision to move to this facility is sometimes not an easy one for people to make when they've grown up in a certain area or they've lived in a house for a while or an apartment or whatever. The chance to move and make that change is sometimes difficult, right?
I would say that for most people it's difficult. Most people have lived in their house and have all of their stuff, and I love my stuff, and I don't want to part with my stuff. And it's a very, very big decision to make. My decision was a little bit easier because I had known about this kind of living because my aunt lived in a CCRC in Pennsylvania. So I knew the concept. And she kind of pushed me after my husband died, "Sally, you need to make a life plan. You really need to think about your future and how you're going to live your life and what is your end of life plan." And so I began looking for CCRCs or life plan situations in and around Providence where my kids live, and I didn't want to go very far. And that brought me to Stone Ridge. And actually, Stone Ridge was the first one that I looked at. I looked at about 10.
Wow, all right. So you did your homework.
I did. Okay. And I advise everybody to do homework, to go and look, because the flavor of all of these resident situations is different. The people are a little different. The things they have are different. And, you know, the jacket might not fit everyone. Right. So it's a good idea to go and look. So I did my look, and I found Stone Ridge, and then I sat on the information. Now, I don't know why, but I did. And my brother said to me, "Sally, what are you waiting for? You know, tomorrow you don't know what's going to happen."
Sure.
And so why not get things in place now? Why not do this now? And we try to, when we talk to people who are prospective residents, to say, you know, the sooner you make this decision, the better it is for you for a lot of reasons. But one of them is that you get to enjoy all of the amenities that are available at a place like Stone Ridge. And there are a lot. And you could be busy all day, every day, and quite tired when it got to be bedtime as a result of partaking of the things that are available. It's really quite incredible.
Really? And you know, I'm sure there are some listeners that heard you say, "Well, I was in Providence and I checked nearby and ended up at Stone Ridge." Now, for some people, that means a vacation and an overnight bag to go to Mystic, Connecticut from Providence. But it's not really that far.
Well, it's 45 minutes.
45 minutes in the same... It's the same climate, it's the same atmosphere, it's the same pretty much everything. So all of southern New England is pretty much, whether you're in Connecticut or Rhode Island or Massachusetts, it's not that far.
One of the things that I found very interesting, I was living in Rhode Island. I had lived in Rhode Island for 30 years. And I started looking for CCRCs in Rhode Island. And there's a quirky little health law that there are no CCRCs in Rhode Island. So one has to go either to go afield, if you will, Massachusetts, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So that is why I ended up in Connecticut, because there isn't anything of a similar, exactly like this, in Rhode Island.
Okay. And Jamie, do you know why that would be? Is that just a quirk in the laws, the state laws that make that happen?
I'm from Connecticut, but I started my career in the Kansas City area. I worked in Kansas City, Missouri, and the Kansas side had lots of options. There was what they had in Missouri called a certificate of need based on a healthcare skilled nursing beds. And so if the state had the number of beds available that it needed, and if somebody wanted to come in to develop a community, they would say, "Well, we already have this. We have the need met. You don't need to bring more
in."
See,
yeah.
So that is what is Sally's referencing here, is what it sounds like for Rhode Island as well. And so it's just, yeah, every state's different. What Sally has touched on in terms of seeking a life plan or CCRC community is some of the benefits to doing that, because there are lots of options out there, from active adult communities to freestanding apartments with some amenities to even assisted living that offers some support. And then, of course, your freestanding skilled nursings for short-term and long-term care. What a life plan community brings is those various levels of care together. For us, where it is all under one roof, and it really provides a peace of mind. I like to equate it to somewhat of long-term care insurance, in that people are partnering with us. They're investing in the long term for their future healthcare needs, because they don't know. They're coming to us independent, but they don't know what the future holds.
Of course, right.
So they partner with us, and they know that they have a home for life, and that if something changes down the road, we're able to support them where they're at on our campus.
Well, and the other thing you mentioned, it's obviously a physical building or a group of buildings, so that does mean that at some point in time, space is going to run out. And so there's almost, frequently there is a waiting list or so forth to some places. And is Stone Ridge in the position now where you're getting pretty close to capacity?
We are. We're over 90% occupied, and 95% of our apartments are sold. Some people have deposited on them and are moving in this year. And so it's a great and exciting time for the community. There's lots of new people coming in and from all over. We have people from Rhode Island. We have people from, the typical 20, 25-mile radius of our community. But we also have people. I have somebody coming from Arizona. We have Florida. Just all over. Mm-hmm. So you get to meet a lot of interesting people. Some of our floor plans are available, but we do have a wait list on others. So this is a process, and I think that's important to say too. People, just because you reach out to say, I'm interested to learn more, I haven't explored this before. Just because you raise your hand to do that does not mean you're going to be signing a contract when you walk through the door.
Sure.
I've had the privilege of working in senior living since 2009. Stone Ridge is the fifth community I've worked in. And I've worked in different types, life plan, rental. And so I love to be a resource, and so does my team, to be able to, most importantly, get to know the person or people in front of us, what's important to them, and then to talk about Stone Ridge to see if what we offer is a good fit for them. And we know a lot of other options, about other options, so we're also happy to talk about those as well, if it's going to be in the best interest of the person in front of us. So we invite people to come to learn and see if this could be a good fit.
And they can check out your website, right, which is?
It's Stone Ridge. LCS.com.
Okay, that's pretty simple to remember. So check out the website. I'm sure there's lots of information there, but it'll also give you an opportunity to see what we're talking about. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with much more about Stone Ridge, and Sally and Jamie right after these messages. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano. Very pleased to be sitting with representatives of Stone Ridge, Sally Phillips is here. She is titled the most awesome resident, and her fans are calling right now, as a matter of fact. You could hear the phone ringing in the background. That's just fans calling up for Sally. But we'll put the phone on Do Not Disturb at this point, and we'll mention that also Jamie Cornell is here. Jamie is the marketing and sales manager. And Jamie, there are lots of things that happen at Stone Ridge, but I want to talk about a specific event, which we said we would do before the break, and that's something coming up on September 13th, so just a couple weeks from now, at Wanamoiset Country Club, right?
Yes, we're very excited to be coming this way. The team and I and Sally, we have another resident who will be there as well. It's an educational opportunity to learn about life plan communities, but also to learn more about Stone Ridge specifically. As Sally mentioned earlier, there's nothing like Stone Ridge. There are not life plan communities in Rhode Island. And so we have many residents who have come, just like Sally has, to, hey, this is a good fit for me, and it's not that far from where I lived. So we want to come to the people of Rhode Island to make it convenient for them to at least start that initial exploration before they make the commitment to come see us in Mystic.
Excellent. And I guess, Sally, from your standpoint, when you get to this event on the 13th, are you going to have a two-hour speech prepared?
Absolutely not. No. And these events are always very interesting for the people who attend, as well as for us who are residents there as ambassadors for Stone Ridge. We get an opportunity to talk about the place we live. We get an opportunity to share our story about how we got to Stone Ridge, and to provide information and to provide information, really, wow, about how to, and to encourage people. I think one of the things that we do as residents at events like this is encouraging people to do their research, to start now, because it is a process. And Jamie talks a lot about it's a process. It really is a process. You know, when you have lived in a house forever, it's full of stuff. And, you know, all of the questions about how to divest, give this to the kids, give this to Goodwill, how to sell the house, what's the best way to sell the house. And then, you know, what do I do with the things that are going to go? Well, Stone Ridge has a program where they help you to decide which of your beloved pieces you're going to take with you to your new home and to make it your home. Sure. And they do a great job of that. It's really invaluable. I availed myself of that service, and I can't say how much I appreciated it. I was moved out of my house and then moved into my apartment at Stone Ridge. And in the interim, I didn't see my stuff until it was in my house, and everything was put away. It might not have been put away exactly where I wanted it, but it was put away and neat, and it was my home, and it was beautiful.
Excellent. Well, that's a great story, and it's a great opportunity for people that have been, you know, a majority of people end up being in the same place for a lot of time, and as you say, accumulating a lot of stuff. And I know how that goes, and I'm sure most people do. The event on the 13th, is there a price and admission charge for that, Jamie?
It is complimentary. So there is limited seating, but we invite you. You can give us a call. You can check out our website. It's on the website as well, and you can register. But no cost to the guests to come, and a beautiful meal by the Wanamoisit Country Club, and just an opportunity to learn together. Our biggest goal with these events is if it starts the conversation and if it helps people to start thinking about their future plans, then we were successful.
And so people just go on the website and they can register for it, or do they need to call?
They can register online, and then we will call. We'll call to confirm because of the limited seating. You'll hear from us to just confirm that either if you're we're able to accommodate, or if we will start a wait list if necessary.
Excellent. All right. So it sounds like a great opportunity to get an inside look. Now, the other thing people can do if they're not available on the 13th is they certainly can make an appointment to go and visit, right?
Most definitely.
We're going to give out Sally's personal phone number.
Oh, please, not that.
People can call for a party, right?
Party, yes, absolutely. Which brings me to a comment that I recently heard. We were talking about all of the things that we think about when we are making a new life plan at this stage in our lives. You know, the finances, the health issues, the stuff issues, can my family visit me issues, all of those kinds of things go into the decision. Really heavy kinds of thinking about my future. Most people don't think, am I going to have fun? And recently, one of my friends said, we never thought about were we going to have fun. We're having fun at Stone Ridge. And we are having fun. We have a new pickleball court. We have a bocce court. We have water aerobics. We have a community-led water volleyball tournament. People go off and play golf. When Jamie said we are an active community, we certainly are active, and we are having fun.
Now, I guess people are imagining, what kind of facility it is as far as you're saying fun. So is there a recreation center? Is there some place for people to gather? Or exactly where does the fun take place?
Well, the fun takes place on those courts, obviously, outside. We have a beautiful, beautiful campus that has a walking path around it that's a little over a mile.
Really?
And it is well used by the walkers and the dog. Oh, animals. We have quite a menagerie at Stone Ridge. Cats, dogs, everybody. Pets are welcome.
Well, I think that's extremely important. A lot of places don't allow pets, and so the Stone Ridge does.
We do.
They're a big part of our community.
Okay, so you've got the mile walk, right, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. One of the other things that has impressed me about Stone Ridge is that I've often thought, well, this is probably primarily a woman's community. The strength of the men's community at Stone Ridge is absolutely phenomenal. There is a group of men that get together at least twice a week for meals, and their conversation is very interesting if you kind of overhear. But it's great to see guys be with guys. We also have a fabulous wood shop with very fine crafts tools. It's not...
Really? And
it's not hand-me-downs at all. And the guys and some women have been making beautiful things. The turning out bowls that are just absolutely fabulous. And with, I think it was Jamie's encouragement, a few years ago, the woodworking shop started to build and has built a Nordic village. Mm. And the chapel... just for size of this, the chapel's about as tall as I am, and I'm 5'4". So that's the scale of this village. And there's a chapel. This year there's going to be a railroad station and an ice skating pond with figures. And the woodworking people have cut and made the buildings and the figures, and then the people in the art studio have painted the faces and so forth on the skaters and the windows. One gentleman does stained glass, and he has made stained glass windows for the chapel and some of the houses.
Mm. Really?
It's
remarkable. Stay in touch with us, because right after, usually it's going to be probably right around the beginning of December, this Nordic Village is going to go out on the front of our property, and we are planning an event in December for people to come and see. Because they designed and built, painted, it's remarkable. It was an idea that they completely owned and created beyond any of our wildest imaginations. It's really beautiful.
And people might imagine this isn't necessarily a religious thing. This is a Nordic village.
That's right.
Probably a wintertime scene, I guess, since you're talking about December. But it's something that everybody wants to participate with, right?
Everybody.
Just to see the detail and just to appreciate the creativity and the workmanship is, it's worth coming to see for sure.
Excellent. Absolutely. Absolutely. It really is. And the wonderful thing about it is that it's, you know, yes, it started in the wood shop with the guys making the buildings and so forth, but it is a community-wide event. I mean, it has drawn people from all parts of the community to work on it and to be a part of it. And the list of participants in painting and gluing and doing all this is really phenomenal. It is a community project.
You mentioned some water things. Mm-hmm. Where does that take place?
We have an indoor pool.
Oh.
A saltwater indoor pool.
Well, see, that's what I was getting at.
It doesn't have a beach, but it's fabulous. And it's open from 8 to 8 every day. So people can go and swim laps, they can go and lounge, and my grandson can't wait to come back because he wants to go to the, Grammy, please, the pool.
So it's not necessarily restricted just to residents, it's a family atmosphere, right?
Yes.
We're a fun place for families and friends to come visit. We have a beautiful terrace. One of our restaurants is the Mariner Grill. So the terrace gets used a lot this time of year. It's usually open Memorial Day through Labor Day, but we'll go beyond. If the weather holds out, we'll go beyond Labor Day. But there's a fire pit. And so I saw a family out there yesterday enjoying a meal, and it's been fun during the summer because we do see the grandkids in the pool. It's therapeutic, so it's fabulous. Even our therapy department uses it for aquatherapy, but it's around 85 to 88 degrees. So
the pool.
Yes. So one of the most magical things about that space is because there's windows that you can look right out onto the village green from the pool when it's snowing. You can be in the hot, beautiful pool and just watch it snow. So
sounds like a great opportunity. Well, there's so many things. That's why I was kind of interested in when you mentioned the mile walk and now the pool and the other activities and Nordic Village. A lot of stuff to keep people busy, and I'm sure there's socializing with games and things like that that you traditionally think about. So lots of things to check out at the facility Stone Ridge. And Jamie, I want to thank you for coming back. I want to just make sure there's nothing else that you want to say to our audience of that thing on the 13th, the event on the 13th at Wanamoisit. Yes. They should check that out online.
Yes,
and once again, the website is?
StoneRidgeLCS.com.
Excellent. And Sally, it was great to see you again, and thank you for your input. I'm sure that you have a great following at Stone Ridge, I'm sure, as the most awesome resident. Thank you both, and see you some other time soon, I hope. Maybe when the Village comes out.
Yes, that would be great. Thank
All
you.
Right. And the rest of you, see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.